Exodus chapter 20, verse 16, Shemot Perakof, Pasuk Tet Zayin, Hadiber Tishi, the ninth commandment. Begin reading. Lo ta'ane, you shall not testify, or you shall not bear witness, vere'acha, against your neighbor, aid, as a witness of, or a testifier of, shaker, falsehood or deception. Ed shaker means a false or lying witness. In legal proceedings, this is a person who commits perjury by swearing falsely. So Hadibur Tishi, the ninth commandment, reads, Lo ta'ane vere'acha ed shaker. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. The Torah here prohibits swearing falsely against your neighbor in matters of law and civil proceedings. But on a deeper level, it implicitly indicates the responsibility to be a truthful witness at all times. It's written in our scriptures, Hatsur tamim po'olo ki cho derachav mishpat, el emuna ve'ein avil sadik ve'yashar hu. The Lord is the rock, his works are perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and upright is he. That's Deuteronomy 32 verse 4. Note in this great passage that the Lord is called the rock, and that means he is the ground of being, the ground beneath our feet, the substance of all that's real. We're commanded in several places in Torah to keep distant from falsehood. People often lie when they want to manipulate reality to serve their desires. In that sense, the lie is similar to lust, since lust seeks its own inner satisfaction, regardless of the moral duty of the moment. Lying is also like stealing, since it reports reality to be something that it isn't, and that difference robs another person of what's needed to navigate their lives properly. This is called geninat da'at in Hebrew, stealing of the mind. It's written in the Proverbs, a worthless person, a wicked man, goes about with crooked speech. Truth is the foundation of reality, and lying is therefore a form of denial of reality, and it's a dangerous one at that, since reality invariably proves itself self-authenticating. As it also says in Proverbs, the lip of truth shall stand forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. A liar is a hypocrite who wears a mask, pretends to think or feel one thing when he really is thinking or feeling something else. The law that says you shall not set a stumbling block before the blind, that's from Leviticus 19:14, includes the implication that you must not hide part of your intention when giving someone advice or when offering someone a benefit. It's important to understand that the sin of omission regarding speaking the truth is just as serious as outright deceit is itself. The lie is a type of violence. Martin Buber once said, what is accomplished through lies can assume the mask of truth. What is accomplished through violence can go on in the guise of justice, and for a while the hoax may be successful. But soon people realize that lies are lies at bottom, that violence is violence, and that both lies and violence will suffer the destiny history has in store for all that's false. John Cogley wrote, there are many ways to offend against the truth. One way is to deny it. That's the way of the liar. Another way is to keep silent when the truth should be spoken. That's the way of the coward, and at the other end is the cruel use of truth, pointing out failure when silence is the way of honor, or by distorting little truths for the sake of a supposed capital T truth, that is lying for the sake of an ideology or a dogma, and that's the way of a politician. Being honest with ourselves is absolutely essential for any sort of authentic spiritual life. Soren Kierkegaard wrote, no person is saved except by grace, but there is one sin that makes grace impossible, and that is dishonesty, and there's one thing God must forever and unconditionally require, and that is honesty. The Greek word for confession, homologeo, means saying the same thing about ourselves that God says, and that means not only acknowledging our various sins or transgressions and iniquities, but also affirming our new identity as the beloved children of God. Saying that God doesn't love you is a lie as damning as denying his very existence. Philosophically, the idea of truth has to do with correspondence, usually understood to be a representation of what we experience with our senses and with our language, that is, our descriptions and explanations. So there's a correspondence between what is thought and what is outside of our thinking in the objective world. This is the realist view of truth. namely that there are facts that stand outside of our minds that can be validated. And this is also the common sense view of truth. That is the agreed upon sense and definition of things that forms the semantic framework for the use of language. In that sense, logic is a form of common sense because it is the common sentiment of rationality to form and understand logical patterns. And if we deviate from that, or if we say that logic is not applicable, then we're contradicting ourselves. For example, if you deny that there is truth, you are claiming that there is such a thing that is true, namely that there is no truth, which of course is illogical and self-contradictory. In this connection, it's important to note that these logical laws, such as the principle of non-contradiction and so on, are not something that we invent with our minds, but rather discover as we navigate the world. To deny their applicability or validity is to affirm them, since it's not possible to argue that logic is not valid without using logic to make your case. And that's a test for truth as well. The Hebrew idea of truth is richer than factual description, however, since it contains moral implications and possibilities. What is true is also right and good, it's reliable and honest, it's beautiful and sacred. In that sense, truth is something to do with possibility rather than necessity, and is grounded in the notion of human freedom, that is, the ability to make choices that affect the world around us. The Hebrew word emet, or truth, comes from a root word aman, meaning to confirm or establish, and the noun form, emunah, means faithfulness, with connotations of loyalty and fidelity. The Hebrew concept is therefore existential. Truth that is not lived is just not truth. Speaking the truth, what's called dibur emet, and abhorring dishonesty are considered foundational to a moral life, as it says, speak the truth one to another, render true and perfect justice in your gates. That's from Zechariah 8:16. Yeshua repeatedly said, verily, verily, I say to you, or truly, truly, I say to you, throughout his ministry in order to stress the reliability and certainty of God's truth. Indeed, one of the names of Yeshua is the Amen, the faithful and true witness, Revelation 3:14. When Pontius Pilate asked Yeshua whether he were a king, he said this, to this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that's of the truth hears my voice. That's John 18:37. Yeshua's testimony is true, and he is the way and the truth and the life. The opposite of being ed shaker, a false witness, is to be ed emet, a bearer of truth, a true witness. Being a follower of the Lord is to be a lover of the truth, for Yeshua is the embodiment of God's truth for us. And contrary to the vain philosophy of this fallen world, the essence of love hates the lie. We must love the truth and abhor the lie. Tolerating sin in a world ripe for judgment is a tacit form of collaboration with the enemy. Therefore, Scripture says, O you who love the Lord, hate what is evil. That's Psalm 97, verse 10. Yes, we're to hate what's evil, especially the evil within our own heart, and we are to love what is good. That's from Amos 5:15. The connection between loving God and hating evil is repeated in the New Testament. It says, let your love be genuine, without a mask on. That's what the word means. Abhor what is evil, cling to what's good. That's Romans 12, verse 9. If we truly love the Lord, we are going to walk in the awe of his great name by hating what is wrong, abhorring lies and liars, and hungering all the more for truth and goodness and beauty to be revealed. Every day we're making decisions regarding what's good and evil. Every day we preach to ourselves, and therefore every day we're deciding, that is, we're proclaiming and teaching and attesting what we love and what we hate. Choosing not to choose, of course, is itself a choice. So the issue is not whether you're going to love or whether you're going to hate, but what you're going to love and what you're going to hate. Yirat Adonai sinot ra. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, Proverbs 8:13. And that means we're going to hate lies. We're going to hate the violence and harm that comes from the lie. Indeed, a case can be made that Satan's own power is derived strictly from the lie. After all, the very first thing the Nakash did in the garden was lied to Eve by saying that God didn't say that she would die if she ate the fruit. That's Genesis 3 verse 4. Truth is what sets people free. The lie enslaves people in darkness. Truth is light. It gives clarity. It helps us breathe. It's wide. It's salvation. Whereas the lie is bondage, fear, sorrow, and exile from what is real. The ninth commandment, you shall not bear false witness. You shall not lie. You shall speak the truth in love. You shall walk in the light. You shall turn away from darkness. You shall keep distant from a false matter. You shall separate from the darkness and come into the light. For this is what makes you a child of the light. Shalom, shalom, friends, and may you walk in the light of the countenance of the Lord always.